I can still hear my mother sing this song. Somebody here tonight,
ain't gonna stand. Those of you that know God's been good to you, I want you to stand up right now and bow your head and pray with me. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'd like to call upon your name tonight. Somebody needs you, Lord. Somebody standing here needs you right now, Lord. Somebody needs you for one thing. Somebody needs you for another. Somebody needs you for a sister. Somebody needs you for a brother, Lord. Somebody's ready to die right now. Oh, Lord, stop by tonight. Oh, Lord, stop by making all the way tonight. Oh, Lord, somebody worried because the children won't do right no more. Somebody got children on dope, Lord. Somebody got children in the hospital. Somebody got children in the jailhouse. Somebody worry about the mother. Somebody worry about the father. Somebody worry about greatness. Everybody tonight. But I know God ever heal her. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. If we ever need you, Lord, we need you right now. We need it for so much dope in the world, Lord. So much crack. People are taking every day. So many homes been torn up. So many jobs been lost. Dope is taking over our country, Lord. But I know you got the power. You got the power. Have mercy, Lord.
Everybody get up on your feet, come on. Now we're going to keep it moving on this one. So if you got to take your shoes off, take your shoes off. You to know he's done enough. Oh yeah, it's the Lord. Never does anything else for me. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor he's done enough. Yeah.
Everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marvette. I'd kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. This is our morning edition of the Glorious Gospel Hour, another addition to our Rainbow Morning Rush. It will air until 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time each Monday and Tuesday mornings. Another great song there coming from Fantasia, featuring her mother, Diane Barrino. Again, thanks for joining us this morning. Our next song coming up is coming from Kirk Franklin and Family, and it's entitled, Go Tell It on the Mountain.
Yeah. Listen, I hope you don't mind this holiday season. We take it back just a minute here. The Listen, I know some people are getting excited about material things, but I wish I could get a church in here, that knows that Jesus is the reason for the season. Can I get one witness in here? Say, can I get one witness in here? Here we go, set.
a song that we do on Sunday mornings. And you would hear him sing something like this. There is a name I love to hear. I love to sing His praise. It's all my music in my here tonight? I said, how many love Jesus tonight?
He gave his life for us. Y'all with me out there? This is a little story about a boy who came and gave the Lord the very best that he had. You know, we need to give God all that we have. Y'all with me? Anyway, one day he walked out and there was a lot of excitement in the town and people were walking and running and they had gifts in their arms. And he wondered what was going on. Where were they going? What was all the excitement about? And one person came up and another person came up and they came to him and this is what they said. They said, come. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey. It was a newborn king that was born.
A newborn king.
Oh, yeah. And they had their finest gifts in there. Myrrh, frankincense. And the reason they had this, they had to lay it down before this newborn king. Oh, hallelujah. Churchy, ain't it? Think I want to change the key right here. Hey. Well, I got up in front of the king and I said this. I said, little baby.
Oh.
Little baby. You see, I'm a poor boy just like you are.
I am a poor boy.
You know, I don't have a lot of money. Everybody got such fine gifts, and I'm embarrassed because I don't have those kind of gifts.
Couldn't
afford to buy them.
Oh.
And you know, I just really didn't have anything that was worthy of you. Because you're the king. You're the king. Okay. Oh. I forgot. Oh, I forgot. Can I play my little drum for you? Can I play my little drum for you? Can I offer you this sincere praise that I have, Lord? Oh.
Horn my drum.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah. I feel this thing. Think I want to change the key one more time. Hey. Well, I got my little drum out, and I got the feeling, and I got the grooving with it. And you know what? I looked over at his mother, and she was nodding. She was feeling the beat I was playing.
Hey.
Yeah. You know what? The Shekinah glory came in the house, and I looked around, and the animals was nodding. The animals was rocking with the beat. Hey! See, when God comes in the building, everybody's got to move. Hey!
I played so
I felt it myself, and then I tried to play my best. Hey, I played my drum. I played it. Then when I looked down at it,
he smiled at me.
And when he smiled, I couldn't help but cry. I couldn't help but cry when I was looking at the little baby smiling. Somebody that he didn't even know came just to give his life just for me. He smiled at me and the tears came more. A shiver came over me, y'all. And I couldn't hardly play no more. I saw him look up and I realized he was the light of the world. Hey. He smiled at me.
Me and my drum.
And from then on, I knew I was going to bless him with everything I had. I'm going to pray. I'm going to bless him. Hey, if you want your trouble to leave, just bless him with your drum. If you want your bills to get away from you, just bless the Lord. Hey, just look at somebody and say, I'll pray. I'll praise him. I'll bless him. Hey! Say it like you mean it, y'all. Just me. Or if I have to do it by myself, I'm going to bless him. Hey! Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
I praise him. I bless him. Hey! Oh, y'all, I feel this thing. I feel it.
Thank you, Lord. Hey. Feel a praise in the house.
Yeah.
Hey. Praise him. Come on, y'all. Just praise him. Praise him. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Good morning, everyone. You are tuning into the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. It is 20 minutes before the hour. By the time, thank everyone for joining us this morning. A great song there coming from Don Lawrence, telling the great story of the little drummer boy. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous new morning. At this time, we're going to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthdays today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary or a new marriage announcement or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And the next song that you will hear is coming from Deborah's Knight and the Angels. And the song will be entitled, So Many Times, The Lord Has Made a Way for Me.
important, people of God, to get into the very presence of God. Nothing else matters now. In fact, I want you to find yourself right in the Holy of Holies. I see His presence. I'm in His presence. And while I'm there thanking Him, I know that I have a right. Whatever I need, He will supply. I believe tonight somebody just wants Him to open up the windows of heaven for you. Let it rain. Send down your blessings, Lord. I just need You to move in this place tonight. I just need You to move in this place tonight. He's doing it right now. Hallelujah. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Come on,
say
all day, all day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. Our first news is coming for Uganda. Uganda passes law punishing homosexuality with life imprisonment. Lawmakers in Uganda have passed a law that makes homosexuality punishable with life imprisonment. The bill is on its way to the president, Yoweri Museveni, for his signature. The original version of the bill also included a provision allotting the death penalty to LGBT people, but that portion did not make it through. The original bill was condemned by rural leaders who said it was draconian, and United States President Barack Obama described it as, quote, odious, end quote. Homosexuality already has been illegal in Uganda, but the lawmaker who wrote the bill that passed Friday argued that a tough new law was needed because homosexuals from the West threatened to destroy Ugandan families and were allegedly, quote, recruiting, end quote, Ugandan children into gay lifestyles. In other news, we have students stage a massive protest of the gay vice principal's firing. Over the past several days, students and faculty at Eastside Catholic High School in Sammamish, Washington, have protested the unfair firing of a gay vice principal, gathering media attention from all over the country. Vice Principal Mark Zumunda married his partner last July, and when the school got the word of it, the offices of Seattle forced him out of his job. Hundreds of students protested by staging a massive sit-in, and students at other high schools joined in too. At a rally at Eastside Catholic, one student questioned the decision, given Pope Francis' recent statements regarding homosexuality. Quote, just because I'm Catholic doesn't mean I need to believe every rule the church has. Quote, freshman, end quote, freshman Sophia Serena said, quote, we think the rule over gay marriage is totally unfair. Everyone seems to think that same thing, that we should all be treated equal, end quote. There are tons and tons of articles spreading about this, all with assorted pictures and tweets collected from students participating. It doesn't look like their movement is dying down anytime soon. I highly recommend looking through all the media coverage for your daily dose of inspiration. In other news, we have Brian Boitano officially comes out. In case you missed it, Olympic figure skater Brian Boitano came out as gay yesterday, confirming that the United States will be sending another LGBT athlete to the Winter Games in Sochi in a few months. Boitano has been suspected and even assumed to be gay for ages, but this was his first public acknowledgement of his identity. Quote, it is my desire to be defined by my achievements and not my contributions, end quote. Boitano said in a statement sent to Huffington Post, quote, while I am proud to play a public role in representing the American Olympic delegation as a former Olympic athlete, I have always reserved my private life for my family and friends and will continue to do so, end quote. Quote, I am many things, a son, a brother, and uncle, a friend, an athlete, a cook, an author, and being gay is just one part of who I am, end quote. He continued, quote, first and foremost, I am an American athlete, and I am proud to live in a country that encourages diversity, openness, and tolerance. As an athlete, I hope we can remain focused on the Olympic spirit, which celebrates achievement in sport by people of all nations, end quote. In other news, we have breaking news from Utah. A Utah judge strikes down marriage ban. A federal judge in Utah today struck down the state's ban on marriage equality, saying it is unconstitutional on a due process and equal protection. Quote, the state's current laws deny its gay and lesbian citizens their fundamental right to marry and, in so doing, demean the dignity of these same-sex couples for no rational reason, end quote, wrote U.S. District Court Judge Robert J. Shelby, end quote. According to the state, quote, according to the court, finds these laws are unconstitutional, end quote. Shelby said that while he agreed with Utah that marriage has traditionally been left to regulation by the states, such laws must comply with the Constitution. Quote, the issue the court must address in this case is not who should define marriage, but the narrow question of whether Utah's current definition of marriage is permissible on the Constitution, the quote, end quote, the judge said. In other news, we have Utah legislators appeal marriage decision by, but couples marry anyway. As expected, state legislators in Utah have already filed with the Tenth Circuit Court of Appeals to try to reverse yesterday's court decision striking down state marriage equality ban, but hasn't stopped the dozen of Utah same-sex couples who have already rushed to get marriage license, especially considering the new law's uncertain future. We have an update on that decision. The Federal Appeals Court won't stop Utah marriages. Two federal judges on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals denied an emergency request from Utah state officials who had asked the court to halt the same-sex marriages taking place since the state judge struck down Utah's marriage ban on Friday. Sunday's ruling means that more same-sex couples are expected to apply for a marriage license in the select counties that begun granting such licenses since Friday, reports BuzzFeed's Chris Geider. Immediately following Friday's ruling, the Office of Utah's Attorney General filed an emergency petition with the federal district judge who issued the ruling, asking for a stay on Judge Robert J. Shelby's order in stating marriage equality in the states immediately. When Shelby informed Acting Attorney General Brian Tarbert that he would not hear the state's case until Monday, state officials turned to Federal Appeals Court for essentially a stay on judge's decision not to stay his ruling. But a two-judge panel on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals denied the Attorney General's request Sunday, essentially arguing that the states had not satisfied the legal requirements to formally request a stay pending appeal, according to BuzzFeed. Utah Attorney General's office contend that because the state planned to appeal Friday's ruling, the marriages that were occurring in several Utah counties, quote, may be void, end quote, if the decision is ultimately reversed. Judge Shelby is expected to hear those arguments, as well as the response of the plaintiffs who successfully sued for marriage equality in district court Monday morning. Quote, the state defendants trivialized plaintiffs' constitutional rights when they argued that a stay at most would lead to a delay in their ability to exercise their right. The lawyers for the couples wrote, according to the BuzzFeed, quote, not only do the state's defendants ignore the everyday a citizen is deprived of constitutional rights causes irreparable harm, but they ignore their own admission of the actual harm plaintiffs have suffered, end quote. This concludes our news broadcast.
I'm dreaming, dreaming of a white Christmas, you're just like the one that I used to know. Honey, it's where the treetop glisten, little bitty children, they're trying to listen to hear for the sleigh bells that are ringing in the snow. I wanna tell you one more time what I'm thinking about. I dreaming of a white Christmas, yeah. We'll be there, free Christmas. I want you to know, Mayo Day, it's so merry, merry and bright. Oh, darling, I wish all of them one more thing, and may all of your Christmases. Be so white.
Forget about ourselves and go and help somebody else. What day is it, fellas?
Love holiday.
Oh yeah.
Give some love away.
Touch somebody
like in a special way.
Let me hear you say joy.
Time, you know it's here, that special time of year.
Oh, yeah.
Send some love, help someone, spread a lot of cheer. It doesn't cost a lot to go and make somebody's day. Love isn't love until you've gone and given it away.
Now if you know what I know, let your actions show. Don't hold back, don't hold out, let your feelings flow.
Little
give some encouragement. Help somebody make it through a bad experience.
Love holiday. Give some love away.
Give it away.
Touch somebody like in a special way.
Say, I'm gonna touch somebody. Whoa.
Joy to the world.
The Father said he loved the soul, gave his son the greatest love this world will ever know. He He's the reason that we celebrate this time of year. Shout it out, tell the world the love of God is here.
Now you know what you know, let your action show. Don't hold back, don't hold out, let your feelings flow. Little smile, little gift, some encouragement. Can it help somebody make it through?
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Morning Rush with Kel. Again, my name is Kel Marvette. I'd like to kind of thank everyone for joining us this morning. I hope everyone is having a great and marvelous morning this morning. It is time for our comedy break. Our featured comedian this morning is Wanda Sykes.
Out of changes, man. I had a lot of personal changes going on in my life. A lot of personal changes. I got married. Yep. Got married. Happily married. Got married in California. You know. Then I had to publicly come out. Had to do that. I had to do it. Especially after Prop 8. After that Prop 8, you know, fiasco in California, I had to come out. I had to say something because I was so hurt and so fucking pissed. I had to say something. Had to say something, man. Because you know what? It was like that night was crazy. Black president, yay! Oh, Prop 8 passed. Oh, shit. Now I'm a second-class citizen. What the fuck? I was up here. Now I'm back down here. Actually, I'm lower. I dropped lower. know, because there's a black woman, at least a black woman, I could do whatever, marry whoever, but there's a gay black woman, that, even lower. And, you know, and I think about it, I'm like, yeah, you know what, it is harder. It's harder. It's harder being gay than it is being black. It is, because there's some things that I had, there's some things that I had to do as gay that I didn't have to do as black. I didn't have to come out black. I didn't have to sit my parents down and tell them about my blackness. I didn't have to sit them down. Mom, Dad, I got to tell y'all something. I hope you still love me. I'm just going to say it. Mom, Dad, I'm black. What? What did she just say? Oh, Lord Jesus, she didn't say black, Lord. Did she say black? Mom, I'm black. Oh, no, Lord Jesus. Give her cancer, Lord. Give her cancer. Anything but black, Lord. Like, Mom, yeah, I'm black. That's just how it is. No, no, you know what? You've been hanging around black people. You've been hanging around black people, and they got you thinking you black. They twisted your mind. No, Mom, I'm black. That's just how it is. What did I do? What did I do? I knew I shouldn't have let you watch Soul Train. Was it Soul Train? No, Mom, it wasn't Soul Train, Mom. Just who I am. I was just born black. Oh, you weren't born black. I don't want to hear that. You weren't born black. The Bible says Adam and Eve, not Adam and Mary J. Blige.
Yeah. help me be the best man I can. Back the right way, show me everything's okay, cause he's my brother, 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 brother. Oh, I know sometimes you need me, and I got your back, oh, cause I know you got mine, cause you're my brother, 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 and I love you, love you, love you, love you. Across the world, my brother Jesus, and I love.
Come together, y'all.
I'm not looking for
up against the wall. I can see it.
Make a change.
your brother and he would do the same.
Cause we are striving to be the very best we can be. So be the one to lend a hand.
Song brings a fresh perspective and reminds us that we all can make a difference. That's right, baby girl.
We are striving to be the very best we can be.
That's right.
Be the one to lend a hand. Let them know you understand. Oh.
So when you see somebody on the street,
we don't want to help them.
Kids and families in Africa with no food to eat,
we don't want to help them.
Someone dealing with molestation, their orientation, no destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.
Bells, sweet little bells, all the
But he winds up knocking me down.